Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Crary Industries, and by BASF, your partner for better dry bean solution. Growing conditions are expected to remain favorable over much of the Midwest and Northern Plains over the next couple of weeks. World Weather Incorporated says increasing chances of rain are expected to begin early next week, with scattered thunderstorms continuing through the first full week of July. Up to an inch of rain is expected in most areas from the eastern Dakotas to Michigan, and temperatures expected to be near to maybe even slightly below normal, with highs in the upper 70s and 80s on most days.
Rolla, North Dakota farmer Doyle Lentz got most of his intended acres planted this year.
I think we're at 90% or a little better planted. We kind of started on the worst first because we figured waist-deep water wasn't going to go away anyway. And then actually at the end it was going, fairly good. The crop looks good. We just wish it was about 3 weeks earlier.
Lentz says crop maturity is all over the board.
I think everything's kind of looking like it looks good. It's just 3 weeks late. The small grains, we should be seeing some barley hit, here at 4th of July. We're just not gonna this year. There's guys still spraying small grains here. I think locally, 90 is a really high figure though on prevent plant here. I know guys that are 40 and 50% planted probably. So there's gonna be all over the board on that. We're definitely gonna have PP is gonna affect the area a lot. There's no doubt about that.
Barley in the Munich, North Dakota area was still being seeded mid-June, but Gary Beck is happy with the condition of the crop. Sprayers have been busy when the weather has cooperated.
The head blight and the vomitoxin levels when it starts flag leaf and flowering, that's the problem where it starts. And as wet as we are, and humid every day and it gets hot, and there's definitely disease pressure with this kind of moisture in the soil.
In addition, Beck also raises wheat, barley, and canola.
Well, everything's late, so we got to hope for a long fall, I guess. We hope for that and a good hot summer, and the moisture can stay off for a while. Of course, we'll need some when the crop gets thick, but let's hopefully for a good summer. Look, we're off to a good start, but, we didn't get the acres we wanted in the fields.
The spring wheat basis bids for July delivery remain mostly steady from 80 under the July to 50 under the September Minneapolis futures contract. New crop spring wheat basis ranges from 50 to 80 under the September futures. Corn basis for June-July delivery ranges from 70 over the December to 50 under the July futures contracts. New crop corn basis ranges from 35 to 70 under the December futures. Old crop soybean basis ranges from 7 cents over the August contract to 45 under the November contract. New crop soybeans range from 30 to 50 under the November futures.
Litchfield, North Dakota farmer Mark Formo says hail from Monday's storm damaged some of his fields.
Well, we only got a third of the crop in. We had a lot of wet ground, and it was preventive planting a lot. And then on Monday, we got on that third of the crop, we got hail on half of that. So where the crops are coming, they're not too bad, but we've got a lot of beans that really got pounded from the hail on Monday night.
And Formo says they're still battling standing water in the fields, and no prevent plant plans have been set in stone.
Moisture has been really good. A lot of the low areas still have a lot of water standing yet. Some of the PP ground that we're trying to work is, last year's corn ground is really wet. We've got water standing out there yet. So we really haven't decided. Probably going to put some barley on top. We've got some other ideas we're hashing around, but right now we're trying to get caught up with the spraying on the beans and the wheat and the barley yet, because we were so late on getting that stuff in.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Crary Industries, and by BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.